Susie Orman and What About Me? Susie Orman sat quietly on stage this week in her butter yellow jacket, flanked on either side by seven other women and Tavis Smiley, the host. The topic was Made Visible, Women, Children, and Poverty. Women of all stripes and colors, African American, Native American, Latina, told of the cultural and social obstacles each group of women faces. When it came her turn to speak, Susie said, "On some level, it is a woman's nature to nurture. And she, in my opinion, will nurture every single person, spouse, family member, pet, plant, employer, employee, before she will nurture herself. But it is not until a woman is about 50, 55, or 60, and she is all by herself, her spouse has left her, her children are now grown but still living in her house, that she finally starts to say, 'What about me?'" Susie Orman is singing my song. In fact, AARP Financial Inc. discovered in a nationwide survey in 2009 that 65% of women between the ages of 40 and 79 had already faced a major life crisis. These were identified as job loss, divorce, death of a spouse, serious illness or disability, and in most cases, their finances suffered a significant blow as a result. The vulnerability triggered by such events is reflected in women's concern about their financial future. 61% of the women in the survey admitted to being worried about having enough money for the rest of their lives. Most telling, 35% of women have under $50,000 saved for retirement. When I moved into that target age range of over 50, I watched my business crumble like a house of cards after 9/11. That was my wake-up call to the fact that I would be totally unprepared for retirement if I didn't figure out what was causing me to mistreat money as I had been doing and squandering all the money I did make. That was the start of a multi-year journey to understanding money. I was a finance expert, but not an expert at money. 50 books and hundreds of interviews later, some casual, some formal, and I was finally able to unravel the tightly wound ball we each create and call our money. In hindsight, I realized there were three key questions that started that unraveling process around money. Number one, what do you believe? Number two, what do you have? Number three, what do you want? These are grossly oversimplified, but they truly are the secret key to getting money under control, as they look at what beliefs you carry about money that are holding you back, what you actually have and actually owe today, and what you ultimately want in your life that money will make possible for you. Each of these areas will be addressed in upcoming articles, but until then, let me know in a comment below if you believe you are putting yourself first. In short, in your own eyes, do you truly matter?